And we'll begin by welcoming in Samantha Geiser from our local North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Samantha was at the meeting last night for the City Council. You gave a presentation on behalf of the Trails Committee, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Samantha.
Thank you.
Tell us about that presentation from the Trails Committee and the latest that you presented to the council.
Sure. So so the North Platte Trails Committee was actually given a project through the Leadership Lincoln County group that comes through North Platte. And they presented us a project for Fit Trails, which is basically fitness stations that are put along our trails.
Okay.
So they handed us over the project, and we've kind of continued with it. Of course, COVID sort of stopped the project a little bit, but you know, we're going full force now, and we just wanted to present the project to the council so that they know what's going on. We've been working with Parks and Rec and getting that going, and so we're kind of just working on fundraising right now to get to these fitness stations. We're looking at about four of them initially,
okay,
just because of the cost, and we're going to put them in along Centennial Park Trail. They're kind of behind the soccer fields.
Oh, sure.
In the dog park area.
Beautiful walking trail.
Yeah, and then our future goals is to put these fitness stations all along down Buffalo Bill and all the way to the college and UNL Extension office. So
awesome.
It'll be about 7 miles total.
Okay.
So it'll be really awesome, kind of a unique thing for North Platte.
Definitely.
A lot of these stations are like in Arizona, and they have some in Colorado and stuff like that too. But it kind of gives it a different level of physical fitness for all ages, I guess. So the kids can use them. The elderly is very highly encouraged on using them, you know, for our elite athletes and those that are training for marathons and things like that. Like, it's just a really good thing, I think, for North Platte.
Something different, too, it sounds like.
Yes.
So
yeah.
What kind of equipment are we talking about? What will folks see visually?
So there'll be, like, pull-up bars or and that's kind of the thing is that, you know, they might be specifically for sit-ups and push-ups and things like
okay.
that, but we're going to have instructional signs on multiple ways
sure.
that you can use it. You know, you can use just a bar that's 3 foot off the ground for dips for your triceps or pull-ups or, you know, other different kinds of things. We're working with a couple of gyms to kind of help us put these plans together. So there'll be multiple ways to use them and of all fitness levels. So if you're not very skilled, you know, here's what you can use it for. And if you are an elite athlete, you probably already know, you know, how you can use these pieces of equipment to better yourself.
So. If you don't, you're about to learn.
Yes, exactly.
So, Samantha, you said you're still in the fundraising part of that stage. So if folks want to contribute financially, how can they do so?
Sure. They can just contribute to the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation in care of North Platte Trails Network. And then if you just market Fit Trails, so we know exactly where it goes to. That's where you go.
Perfect.
And you can actually find this information on playnorthplatte.com/trails as
okay.
well.
On the website also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Samantha, joining us this morning to talk a little bit about the tanking races, too. Can you believe it's already that time of the year?
Yes, it's crazy. But you know what? If we have 68-degree weather
in Yeah, why
in
not?
April.
We could go tanking today, for crying out loud.
Yeah. I guess I haven't looked at the water levels, but...
So the tanking races, I think last year had to be altered a little bit with the coronavirus. We weren't able to have them at all, were we?
Yes, we did end up having them.
Okay,
so
good.
March ended up getting canceled, and we moved it to October.
Yep.
Which, you know, we were a little concerned with the water levels there because we had kind of that little flood type thing going on. But it ended up to be perfect. We kind of tailored it around the Halloween theme, which was kind of fun and different. And we had a lot of people traveling in from out of town to come in and race with us. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So this year we're going to keep on our regular schedule, and we're going to go for, Saturday, April 3rd.
Okay.
So, you can find more details about the tanking race, again, on playnorthplatte.com. Team of four. You get free swag and a token for a free Pals beverage, $140. And all of this, too, all of this is a fundraiser for the North Platte Area Sports Commission to bring in sports tourism driving
sure.
events. So that's kind of our annual fundraiser. But, of course, we partner with several other organizations in town, with Pals Brewing Company and Whitetail and Dusty Trails as well, because we can't do it without Dusty Trails.
Yeah. Another example of how Dusty's a great partner of the Visitors Bureau.
Yes, yes.
So for folks that haven't participated in the tanking races here locally before, it's very similar tanking in general, but this is much more unique than the typical tanking experience.
Yeah, so this, we kind of make it a race, but you don't have to make it a race if you don't want to.
Go at your own pace,
exactly.
If you want.
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, some people are competitive and some people aren't. So, but something kind of unique that we throw in there as well is it's a costume contest. Some people go all out, like just specifically last year we had a Mario Brothers theme, and I mean, they decorated tank and all that. You know, we also had the Jamaican bobsled team, so that was kind of fun. Their bobsled didn't quite make it down the river, but...
but they tried.
They tried. It was cool. So that's kind of fun just to see the unique ideas, and you don't have to go all out either. We always have our annual pirates and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that, so... just kind of making it fun and just, you know, letting loose a little bit and just having a good time is kind of what we're all about.
Yeah, it's a cool opportunity because you can kind of go at your own pace like we talked about, and you go at your own pace too in terms of the decorating and the costumes and everything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, there's prizes attached to it because mm-hmm. there has to be.
Some incentives involved.
Yeah, yeah. So we get a really cool trophy. That's made here locally. And then, of course, some cash prizes as well.
Okay. And you mentioned participants, too, going to get hooked up with a beverage from Pals. So
yeah, yeah, that's worth it right there.
Gift that keeps on giving. And not to mention, it's going to be a fun activity, too.
Yeah, and hopefully, again, the weather should stay nice, and we should be good to go.
And even the years where the weather doesn't cooperate, there's still a pretty good turnout and a lot of fun that's had.
Yeah, absolutely. The first year that they had it, I wasn't in this position, and I participated in it, and it was like... I don't even know. It was like 20 degrees, I swear.
It
was
cold.
And the water
I remember.
Was cold. Yes. Yeah. And it was still fun. We still had a good time. Once you get in the water and get used to it, it's fine.
Yeah. Once you get past the initial shock.
Yes.
And it's more memorable sometimes when you have those weather conditions that
yeah.
are less favorable.
Yeah. I know. I had a blast. So.
Samantha, anything else you want to add this morning?
No, I think that is it. Like I said, we have a lot of events going on, a lot of sports, tourism, driving events coming into our community in the next few months, which is awesome to see.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep up to date on playnorthplatte.com. We have a calendar there that has all of our events going on throughout the community. So.
And the latest on tanking races, too, on playnorthplatte.com.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Samantha, we sure appreciate the time. We'll see you again here later on in 2021.
Yeah, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after this quick break on KODY.